Mr. Davis, how would your business experience benefit you if you were elected to Precinct 2?
I worked with the Brazos River Authority as a contractor, so I understand water. One of the biggest issues in Precinct 2 is the arsenic in water, and we've known about it for decades. But what's happening is the water, the acceptable parts per billion, is being lowered by the EPA as they learn more information about the effects of arsenic on our bodies. So there are eight or nine water boards that pull water out of the Trinity Aquifer. I think there's something I bring to the table there. I've worked with Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Commerce, DOD, in infrastructure development and reconstruction. I know, and I've been trained by DHS for writing public grants, that I feel we can put together a good program of using both the City of Waco treated water, using the City of Waco's legacy rights to the Brazos River for the water there, and create a dilution for now to dilute the existing water, but eventually get completely off of the Trinity well water. No one's really using the Brazos alluvium water. This is the surface water. It's collected within the Brazos Basin. And a lot of that water was put in containment basins to help control flooding. We built, over time, through federal funds, there were little dams built out on people's private property. And so that allowed us to control this flooding. So there is not only understanding water, understanding infrastructure, how to build roads, understanding the soils that we have very unique in Precinct 2. They're more, shall we say, complex than they are in the other three precincts. Precinct 3 and Precinct 1 both have some of the same soil, but not in the vast amount that we do in Precinct 2. That makes building roads a little more expensive. But understanding investments, how to invest money, just today's paper. This county is looking at selling some of the excess property. We need to sell that not just to get the best buck, but what's going to be the best investment for if we're taking it off the county's books and we're putting it back into a tax-paying operation. We want to sell it to an entity that's going to bring the greatest amount of value so we can protect the tax base so we can avoid raising taxes on the small businesses, on the homeowners. We've got to, number one, take care of our families, have water. Otherwise, we don't need roads if we don't have good water. So it's understanding how businesses work with both the economics of the demands and making good long-term sound investments. That's what I feel I can bring that the other candidates may not have that type of experience.
You mentioned to me at another time that your retirement has really spurred you to run for this seat. What draws you to Precinct 2 specifically?
Because I've lived in it basically all my life. I bought my first house on Austin Avenue and did not feel quite comfortable in that neighborhood. So I then moved down to the Baylor campus. And while I was going to college, I lived on Washington Avenue and Sanger Avenue. And I enjoyed that. Then I bought my first house on Austin Avenue. Didn't feel quite as comfortable or as at home. It didn't have sidewalks. So I moved down to 12th and Bagby, where I had some investment property, enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed living inner city. So I have lived on North 15A at Trice, in and around downtown. I live downtown now. The last 30 years, I've lived in the precinct, and I just feel at home here. And I feel that missionary work begins at home. We got to take care of home, and home to me is McLennan County. My greater community is the state of Texas. So the first thing I can do is work within my community. So that's what draws me to Precinct 2.